This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's tough enough running a business in the struggling city of Flint. But when you're running a restaurant in the city that's suffering through the worst water crisis Michigan can remember, you really have your work cut out for you. Rob Clady owns a number of Flint eateries, including the Flint Crepe Company. Rob and his wife live in Flint. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
And Neil Helmke is with us. Neil's the district manager for Angelo's Coney Island. Angelo's has been a Flint landmark since it opened in 1949, and he has been with Angelo's for 18 years. Welcome, Neil.
Great to be with you also.
So let's start right at the basics. How has the water situation and all of the headlines, how has it impacted business at your places? Neil, I'll start with you.
We're in the middle of the city. We've been here for 66 years, and we do have a good following of our customers. They see that we're paying attention to the problem the best we can and waiting for the city to do the final steps of getting this problem out of the way. But the rumor is, well, we don't want to drink the water. My comment back to them, we do offer bottled water and we filter our water, so we're as safe as we can be right now.
And how have things been at your establishments, Rob?
Well, they've been surprisingly good. We have had a lot of support, and you know, the regulars, the people that live in Flint that frequent our establishments have been great and I think overly supportive, and I don't think the water issue has impacted them as much. However, you know, a large percentage of our business does come out county, meaning not, you know, in the city. And so those suburbs around us, I think it is impacting, but I feel pretty fortunate that as far as sales drops and all that, I think we've done better than maybe even expected.
I'm wondering exactly what you do to make sure that the water that you use at your places is safe and clean. You know, what kind of filter system you use. And I'm also curious whether you've been filtering and testing your water even before they made the switch to the Flint River. I'll start with you, Rob.
Yeah, well, for us, I feel like this wasn't a bit of an advantage because when we opened the Crepe Company in 2011, being that we serve coffee, you know, water is of prime concern. And so we did invest in a substantial reverse osmosis system with remineralizer just so that we could have great coffee. And we've been testing that from day one. So just recently we started testing the input side of the water. Before we were only concerned about, you know, the output post-filter. And that has always been fantastic. I feel fortunate that we've always had for our restaurants that infrastructure in place.
Neil Helmke, what's been the situation at Angelo's Coney Island?
Well, we had U of M came in and did a test on our water. We haven't got the results back yet, but we're back to, you know, offering the bottled water. We use the bottled water for other situations, like Rob said, the coffee situation and things like that. So the impact, I mean, I think people are getting used to this news all over, especially when Michael Morrow's in town. He's going to reopen the can of worms with the governor and the state, what they did to us. He also made a comment, just so, which I did not know, which the state had an option to use a chemical to put in the water in the Flint water plant that would cost approximately $100 to $125 a day for 3 months, and that would have cured, based on what he said on his national interview, the problem with the pipes. And based on what he said, the governor said, we got to cut costs. So for approximately $9,000 to $10,000 over a three-month period, that would have cured this lead problem in the pipes. So for that kind of money and the way, you know, everybody, the government wastes our money for $10,000, this wouldn't have been a problem. Now he is saying it's going to cost about $1.6 billion to fix this problem with the city of Flint.
Yeah, he took a lot of that information from Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards, actually, who came into Flint last summer, called in by people who just didn't feel they were getting the action from the state or from the city. And so that's exactly confirms what Mark Edwards had said, about $100 a day for these anti-corrosion chemicals. And I've got to imagine as people who are clearly committed, your business, your livelihood in Flint, to watch your city become a world headline for this reason, I can't even imagine what that feels like.
Well, you know, the thing that's frustrating to me, I guess, is that this has become such a politicized issue that it's really hard for me to even discern what the truth is, to get people on either side of the aisle, basically, that decide if they're going to blame Snyder or the EPA or the local government. And there's just lots of accusations, and it's just tough to get to what I would like to see, which is action and some sensible policy. You know, the only thing that we have to go on to this point is the testing that we do and the testing that other people report. And, of course, where we are, and I think it's because it's downtown with newer infrastructure, you know, we're lead free. So that doesn't mean that other areas of the city aren't affected. But if I turn on the national media, at least, I wouldn't want to come to Flint. Yet I know, because of the data that I have, that, you know, at least in this area, we're safe and we are taking precautions. So that's kind of my bigger concern, is that it just gets at some point so politicized that reason seems to go out the window.
Are you both able to maintain any sense of optimism about what the future will hold for Flint? I'll let you start, Neil.
Well, Flint has been through a lot of things the last 15 years. I'm a born and raised Flintoid, or Flintstone, as you say. I'd like to see it happen quickly. The situation is just, I mean, when you hit national news on a daily or nightly basis, that deters, like Rob said, it deters people from coming to this area or want to stay here is the main thing. I mean, you look how many people we've lost in this county and the city of Flint in the last 8-10 years. The numbers are unreal. So do I keep a positive attitude? Yes, I do. Am I correct? I don't know yet. We'll see what happens.
What about you, Rob?
Yes, I remain very positive. I think part of the story that doesn't get told in this whole thing is that there are, yes, a small group of people, but there are people, I would count Neil in that group, of people that are committed to the city that are doing the work. And getting to know those kind of people has been great for me. I just moved back to the city in 2009. I was born here. But I moved back because I saw the work that needed to be done and the potential that we have. And there has been great energy. I mean, especially downtown, there's been a lot of great things happening. And as Neil said, over the years, there's been many, many setbacks, many challenges, and that has attracted certain people. It's repelled certain people. But it's really a privilege to work with the people that are here that are committed to making Flint a better place.
Flint restaurant owners and managers Rob Clady and Neil Helmke. Rob owns a number of places, including the Flint Crepe Company, Tenacity Brewing, and Heyday Coffee. And Neil is district manager for Angelo's Coney Island, which has been a Flint fixture for 66 years. Gentlemen, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
You're welcome.